CDPR Test and Nurture Application Form. Approximate recording time, 15 minutes. Please complete the print version of the form or send the required information by email to accessibility@rocketsciencelab.co.uk. The text on the print version is as follows. About your organisation. Organisation name, address, postcode, borough, drop-down, main contact for grant, contact number, email, company number, if applicable, charity registration number, if applicable, website, if applicable. What type of organisation are you? Community interest company, registered charity, constituted community group, social enterprise, charitable company, company limited by guarantee, informal or unconstituted group, if your group is not constituted, which means you don't have a written constitution or a bank account in your group's name, you will need to apply with a partner organisation who can accept the grant funds on your behalf. Or other. Is your organisation majority-led? This means that more than 50% of your management and staff are by people who identify as Black, Asian and minority ethnic. Yes or no? LGBTQ+. Yes or no? Women. Yes or no? Deaf and disabled, yes or no. People from lower social economic background, yes or no. What is your annual turnover, last full financial year? If you are an unconstituted group applying with a constituted partner organisation, please provide details of the partner organisation. If yes, please provide details of the group, partner organisation name, address, main contact for grant, contact number, email, company number, if applicable, charity registration number, if applicable, and website, if applicable. Uploads. Please upload your organisation's UK bank account details or attach a letter from your partner organisation to confirm they can hold and ring-fence the funds on your behalf, alongside a reference statement. Please attach your or your partner organisation's governance documents that include a suitable dissolution or winding up clause. Please upload a copy of your or your partner organisation's most recent audited accounts or accounts signed by an independent and qualified accountant. About your idea. Tell us about your organisation or group. Please include information about your organisation or group, who makes decisions, who attends your meetings or sessions, who do you support or involve in your activities, your background and what you do, what activities, networking, support, workshops, education, advice, etc. Tell us about your idea. Remember, this could be the development of an idea, consultation on an idea, or working with your community to plan a project. In your answer, we would like to hear about how this funding will support you to develop a project that will create new objects, murals, artworks, plaques, benches, gardens, play areas, etc., that increase diversity and representation in London's public spaces. Provide context, insight, or draw attention to invisible, contested, or absent heritage in London's public spaces. Please include information on the overall ambition or aim for the idea or project, why this project is important to you, what activities you will offer and how these will help you to achieve your ambition, and who will take part in this project. Tell us what you have already done. This could include things like holding a community meeting, involving different groups in planning the project, contacting your local authority to discuss your idea, or having a starter conversation with an artist, local history society, archives, etc. Tell us about what you need to do next. These are the practical steps you need to take to develop your idea or project. They could include community consultation or form a steering group, planning permission, feasibility study or plan, find relevant professional support and advice for getting your project started, run workshops or sessions, and research and development. What support do you need and how will you get it? You may already have the right skills in your organisation through your staff and volunteers. If you do, please tell us who will be responsible for the steps above and their experience. You may not have all the right skills in your organisation and will need support from a partner, freelancer, other organisation or network, paid or unpaid. If you know who will support you, please tell us who they are and what their experience is. If you don't yet know who you will be working with, please tell us how you plan to get that support. Advertise, write a brief, recommendations, social media, etc. This support could include people or organisations giving you advice or managing part of the project for you, either paid or voluntary. Networks or organisations who are helping you to spread the word or reach new people. Landowners or venues who are giving you access to their sites. And local authority staff. How have you or will you involve your wider community in this project? We'd like to know how you will reach beyond your own group to involve other local people in the project. How will you invite them to be part of it? How will you involve them in decision making? How will they experience the project? The strongest projects will be inclusive and collaborative. Involving other communities could be the main aim of the project, so please let us know how you plan to do this. How will you make your project accessible to deaf and disabled people? Please think about how your project can be enjoyed by all Londoners. This should be at all stages of the project, planning, participating, and as audiences. What is your long-term plan for this project? As this strand is about developing an idea and testing it, you might not have a detailed plan of where it will go in the future. However, we would like to hear about your hopes and ambitions for the future and how this funding will help you to get there. Where will your project take place? Postcode. 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 Online. Borough. Tick all that apply. Please tell us about your policies, risk assessments and insurance. Which of the following do you have in place and can be uploaded, and which will be in place by the time you start your project? Risk assessment. In place uploaded. by Project Start. Safeguarding Policy. In place uploaded by Project Start. Health and Safety Policy. In place uploaded by Project Start. Data Protection Policy. In place uploaded by Project Start. Public Liability Insurance. In place uploaded by Project Start. And Employer's Liability Insurance. In place uploaded by Project Start. Please tell us about any permissions you need to make your project happen. You may need landowner or planning permission to make your project happen. Do you have this already? Do you have a plan to get it? Please put not applicable if this is not relevant to your project. You can upload 3 pieces of supporting information. If you think it will help us to understand your project better, you can upload up to 3 pieces of supporting information. This can be plans, images, briefs, photos, audio files or films. Written documents cannot be more than 2 pages of A4 and films or audio files no longer than 5 minutes. Budget. How much funding are you requesting? Other funding. You don't have to have any other funding. If you do, please tell us about it here. Source. Cost in pounds. Expenditure. Please tell us the total cost of each item you need funding for. Your total expenditure should be equal to the amount of funding you are requesting plus your other income, if you have it. Item. Cost in pounds. If you already have prepared a budget document showing the full cost of the project or require more fields than provided below, you can upload it here instead of completing the budget fields. Support in kind. Please tell us about any support in kind. This is something you need for your project, but you don't have to pay for it. This can include volunteer time, materials that a business is providing for free, or if a venue is offering you space for free or heavily reduced rates. Support in kind is really valuable. In a funding application, it helps to show us that you have considered all the costs associated with your project and that there is a lot of support and goodwill to make it happen. Item. Estimated cost in pounds. Access costs. If you or your participants require additional support to run or be part of the project, BSL interpreters, translators, personal assistants, etc., you can apply for up to £1,000 over the £5,000 threshold to cover these costs. Note, these costs should focus on personal access costs to enable you or your participants to run or take part in your project. It will not support the costs of making a final artwork or object accessible. This should be part of the overall cost for the project and included in any commissioning briefs. Please briefly explain what support is required and why. Item. Cost in pounds. End of form.